We are joint heirs with Christ, and a joint heir can do nothing alone, nothing without another. Romans 8:17, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. This is where it stems from, the fact that we are blood-bought, blood-born, children of God, and we have his DNA. Now we are born not of the will of man, natural birth, but of the will of God, spiritual birth, born again from above, twice born, above and beneath, and the second more real than the first. And suffering is included in the package. I started to try to say that quietly, but it's in there. I love this extract from The Silver Chair by C.S. Lewis. I've used it before, but it's well worth hearing again. The girl named Jill is lost in a scary forest, and she cries and cries and develops a terrible thirst. As she looks for water, she happens upon a stream and eagerly runs towards it, but then she notices a lion is lying beside it. She stops in her tracks. The lion, knowing she's thirsty, invites her to come and drink. Would you mind going away while I do? Said Jill. The lion answered this only by a look and a very low growl. As Jill gazed at its motionless bulk, she realised she might as well have asked the whole mountain to move aside for convenience. The delicious rippling noise of the stream was driving her nearly frantic. Will you promise not to do anything to me if I do come? Said Jill. I make no promise, said the lion. Jill was so thirsty now that without noticing it, she'd come a step nearer. Do you eat, girls? She said. I've swallowed up girls and boys, women and men, kings and emperors, cities and realms, said the lion. It didn't say this as if it were boasting, nor as if it were sorry, nor as if it were angry. It just said it. I daren't come and drink, said Jill. Then you will die of thirst, said the lion. Oh, dear, said Jill, coming another step nearer. I suppose I must go and look for another stream, then. There is no other stream, said the lion. C.S. Lewis put these words into the mouth of Aslan, the Christ figure, as he talked to a frightened little girl. I make no promise concerning what? The lion makes no promise that Jill will not suffer. We really need to get this, or we will not be able to live the life Jesus speaks of in his sermon. We need to be reborn from above and filled with the Holy Spirit, for without him we can do nothing. Zilch, nada, nothing. But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, Philippians 4:13. This is a partnership. We need to get this firmly established. You'll see why tomorrow when we go back a couple of steps just to be on the safe side. See you then.